Chris Sununu's comments on General Electric came out of the blue during a speech in Bedford this week, when the company suggested in the summer of 2015 it would consider relocating from its headquarters in Connecticut. There was a high-profile fight among cities and states to woo the global firm. New Hampshire, Sununu says, wasn't aggressive enough.
This state set three bureaucrats down to go do a presentation. I'm sorry, that was the wrong answer. And we lost the ability to bring GE's international headquarters right over to the seacoast. They wanted to be here. They wanted to be here. The only reason they didn't come is because I don't think when in that presentation, we were not delivering the message they wanted to hear.
Sununu criticized the state for not sending commercial developers and other business leaders to close the deal. One of the so-called bureaucrats who did make the sales call to GE was Governor Hassan.
If that was his characterization, I would say that he was highly misinformed.
Hassan says she, along with the chancellor of the university system and the commissioner of economic and resource development, made an appeal in person. During the conversation, GE leadership questioned whether the state had invested enough in higher education to meet its workforce demands. And it was concerned about New Hampshire having enough transportation infrastructure, including rail. And then there were the financial incentives.
Lastly, I will say that one of the things we couldn't compete with was Massachusetts paying GE $140 million to come to the state.
In January, General Electric announced Boston as its new corporate home. Jeff Rose, the Commissioner of Economic Development, says the state did what it could, but
New Hampshire doesn't traditionally play in the in that space in terms of offering major incentives.
And even if the state had somehow ponied up the cash, there were other factors in the way.
You know, when I looked out the window when I was in Connecticut, it was beautiful, awesome, great office. But when I looked out my window, I saw nothing, nothing. There was nothing going on.
That's General Electric CEO Jeff Immelt in September. He wanted GE headquartered in the type of landscape New Hampshire just can't offer.
You know, at the end of the day, I think for the company, we wanted to get into a place where there was a more of a, every day you could get up and be part of an academic setting. And so I think it was important to get to a city.
Under Immelt, GE is reinventing itself. While it still makes jet engines and generators, the firm is trying to be more innovative. GE declined to comment on New Hampshire's proposal for its headquarters. The company does employ hundreds of workers in the state already, including at an aviation plant in Hooksett. For his part, Governor-elect Chris Sununu says he's looking forward to recruiting other businesses. So far, he says he's scheduled meetings in New York, Montreal, and Woburn. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.